We're talking with Oklahoma Republican Congressman James Lankford, who's a member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. He's also a member of the House Budget Committee. And Congressman, the economy is obviously a critical issue for most people right now. Many people out of work looking for better jobs than they have. It'll likely be a major topic on the campaign trail. And one issue that's out there that's not getting a ton of attention, but probably will as we get closer to the end of the year, is this massive tax increase that all these sunsetting tax breaks are about to create for Americans. Just how big of a tab are we looking at, and how optimistic are you that it'll be addressed properly before the end of the year?
Yeah, well, the Democrats have done a really great job of describing the Bush tax cuts as tax cuts only for the wealthiest Americans. That is absolutely not true. The 2001 and the 2003 tax cuts were to every single marginal rate. Every single American had a tax reduction in 2001 and 2003. All of those were to expire, and all of those will expire at the end of this year. That's the problem, is that now there's been this declaration, this is only taxes for the rich. It's not. Every single American should watch what's happening with this, because it's all of our rates, from poor to rich on it. So those all expire December the 31st. The payroll tax extension expires December the 31st. The estate tax, what we affectionately call the death tax, that expires and goes up December the 31st, as well as all the across-the-board cuts. The sequestration, that will be a 10% cut to the Defense Department and 8% cut to everything else. That happens the 2nd of January. So all of those things are going to be crammed right into the lame duck session of Congress this year. And it will be a very loud and very messy time. And so I can say to Americans, brace yourself for a very Merry Christmas, because there'll be a lot of yelling over the Christmas holidays.
Ultimately, do you think it'll be a matter of adding them by a year, or some actually let to expire, or given what could be weird dynamics at the time, either a president on his way out of office or one newly emboldened? What do you expect?
We actually hope for a president that's on his way out of office, but our plan is in the House is to pass an extension of all of the tax rates for another year, and then early next year, after we're out of the lame duck time, to try and negotiate a large-scale tax reform. We put on the table earlier this year a tax reform that takes all business taxes to a top rate of 25% from where they are at 35%. No one in the world is as high as we are in business taxes, and we're hurting our business and industry from competing worldwide with this very high rate. So trying to match up or go lower than the worldwide rate on it. And the second thing is take all of our individual rates at two tiers, a 10% rate and a 25% rate, and to pull out a lot of those deductions that are left in there to simplify our tax system. That's a major reform. I'm not optimistic we can get that done in a lame duck, nor am I sure we should do that in a lame duck. So our goal is early next year to put in a major reform after we get past this election, and we hope to be able to gain the Senate and the presidency and to be able to get that done. So simplify the tax code significantly early next year, but as soon as we can this year, extend out the current rates for another year, so we don't have that big uncertainty at the end of the year.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time, as always.
You bet, Greg. Glad to help.
Oklahoma Republican Congressman James Lankford represents his state's 5th Congressional District, member of both the House Oversight and Budget Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.